Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 30th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the first faith you need is that it is the Father, the ocean of peace and the ocean of happiness himself who is teaching you. No human being can grant peace or happiness to anyone. Question. What is the highest destination of all? What effort must you make to reach that destination? Answer. Let there be firm remembrance of the One Father. Let your intellects not be drawn towards anyone else. This is the highest destination. For this, you have to make effort to become soul conscious. When you become soul conscious, all vicious thoughts will end and the wandering of your intellects will stop. Your vision should not be drawn to bodies at all. This is your destination, and for this, may you be soul conscious. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. This one, Brahma Baba, cannot be called the spiritual father. Today, Thursday, is called the day of the Sat Guru. It is a mistake to call it the day of just Guruwa, Thursday. There are many gurus, but only one Sat Guru. There are many who have themselves called a guru and also a Sat Guru. You children now understand that there is a difference between the Sat Guru and a guru. Sat means the truth. Only the one incorporeal father, and not any human being, is called the truth. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, only comes once and gives you this true knowledge. Human beings can never give this true knowledge to human beings. It is only the one incorporeal Father who is the truth. This one's name is Brahma. He cannot give this knowledge to anyone. Brahma didn't have any of this knowledge. Even now, you would say that he doesn't have all the knowledge. It is only the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who has this full knowledge. There is no human being who can call himself the Sat Guru. Sat Guru means the one who is the complete truth. When you become true, those bodies will not remain. Human beings can never be called the Sat Guru. They don't have strength worth even a penny. This one himself says, I myself am a human being, the same as you. There is no question of strength in that. It is the Father, not Brahma, who is teaching you. This Brahma also studies with him and then teaches you. You call yourselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and you are studying with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Sat Guru. You receive strength from him. Strength doesn't mean that when you push someone, he falls down. No. This is spiritual strength that you receive from the spiritual father. You attain peace through the power of remembrance, and you receive happiness by studying. Just as other teachers teach you, so the Father too is teaching you. This one is also studying. He is a student. All bodily beings are students. The Father doesn't have a body. He is incorporeal, and he comes here himself and teaches you. You are studying in the same way as other students study. There is no question of effort in this. At the time of studying, students remain celibate. They observe celibacy, and then when they finish their studies, they indulge in vice. Human beings are seen as human beings. It would be said, this one is such and such a person, this one is an LLB, and this one is such and such an officer. They receive titles according to their studies, but their faces are the same. You know about worldly studies. Sages and holy men who read and study the scriptures have no greatness. Sages and holy men who read and study the scriptures have no greatness. No one can receive peace through that. They themselves are also stumbling around searching for peace. If there were peace in the jungles, why would they return home? No one attains liberation. Those very well-known ones who existed in the past, such as Ramakrishna Paramahans, have all taken rebirth and come down. No one has attained liberation or liberation in life. Everyone has to become Tamopradhan. You cannot see anything physically. Ask anyone, what do you receive from your guru? They would say, peace. However, they don't receive anything. They don't even know the meaning of peace. You children now understand that Baba is the ocean of knowledge. No sage, holy man, or guru can be the ocean of peace. Human beings cannot give anyone true peace. You children first of all have to have the faith that it is only the one Father who is the ocean of peace that is teaching you. The Father has also explained to you how the world cycle turns. Human beings can never give peace or happiness to human beings. This Brahma is his chariot. He is a student the same as you. He also belonged to the family path. In his stage of retirement, he simply gave his chariot on loan to the Father. It is the one Father who is explaining to you. That Father says to everyone, "You have to become viceless." Those who cannot become this themselves will insult you in many ways. They believe that you are making them renounce the food, vices, that they have been receiving for birth after birth as an inheritance from their fathers. It is the unlimited Father who makes them renounce that. He also made this one renounce it. He also tried to save the children. He saved those who were able to come to him. It is now in the intellects of you children that it is not a human being who is teaching you. Only the one incorporeal Father is called the Almighty Authority. No one else can be called this. He himself is giving you this knowledge. The Father himself is explaining to you. These vices are your greatest enemies and you have to renounce them. Those who are unable to renounce them fight so much. Some women too are such that they cause a lot of upheaval for vice. You are now at the confluence age. No one knows that this is the most auspicious confluence age. The Father explains to you so clearly. There are many who have full faith. Some have semi-faith. Some have 100% faith, whereas others only have 10% faith. God is now giving you Srimat. Children, remember me. This is the greatest order from the Father. Only when you have faith will you follow that order. The Father says, My sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You mustn't remember this one. I do not say this, but Baba tells you through me. This one is also studying in the same way as you children are. All are students. There is only the one teacher who is teaching you. There it is human beings who teach you, whereas here it is God who is teaching you. You souls study, and you souls then teach others. You have to become very soul conscious in this. It is a soul that becomes a barrister or an engineer. Souls now have body consciousness. Instead of being soul conscious, you have become body conscious. When you are soul conscious, you cannot be called vicious. Such souls would never have vicious thoughts. It is only through body consciousness that you have vicious thoughts. At that time, you look at others with the vision of vice. Deities can never have vicious vision. Your vision changes through this knowledge. In the Golden Age, they will not have love or dance in the way that they do here. There, they will have love, but there won't be any bad odor of vice. People have been indulging in vice for birth after birth, and so it is with great difficulty that they are able to remove that intoxication. The Father makes you viceless, and so some children become very strong. I just have to become completely viceless. I came alone, and I have to go back alone. They would not like it if someone touched them even slightly. They would say, Why is that one touching me? There is an odor of vice in that one. Those who are vicious should never even touch us. You have to reach this destination. Your vision should not go towards bodies at all. You have to create that Karmateet stage now. Even now there isn't anyone who just sees souls. This is your destination. The Father always says, Children, consider yourselves to be souls. Those bodies are your tails with which you play your parts. Some say that there is some power in this one, but it is not a question of power. This is a study. Just as others are studying, so this one is also studying. One has to beat one's head so much for purity. It requires a lot of effort. This is why the Father says, Look at one another as souls. You still remain soul conscious in the Golden Age. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. There is no question of vice there. Here, in this kingdom of Ravan, all are vicious. This is why the Father comes and makes you viceless. If you don't become this, punishment will have to be experienced. souls cannot go up above without becoming pure. All karmic accounts have to be settled. Even then the status is reduced. A kingdom is being established. You children know that there was the one original eternal kingdom of the deities in heaven. At first, there would definitely have been one king and queen. Then there would have been their dynasty. So many subjects are created. There would be differences created in their stage. Those who don't have full faith will not be able to study fully. They cannot become pure. For those who have been impure for half this cycle, for them to become pure for 21 births in just one birth, is that like going to your auntie's home? The main thing is lust. Anger, etc., are not as strong. If your intellects are being drawn somewhere else, you definitely don't have remembrance of the Father. If remembrance of the Father becomes firm, your intellects will not go in other directions. The destination is very high. Some people hear about purity, and it is as though they burn in a fire. They say, "No one else has ever said this before. It is not mentioned in the scriptures." They consider it to be very difficult. That is a separate religion of the path of isolation. They have to take rebirth and go into the religion of renunciation. They carry those same sanskars with them. You don't have to renounce your homes and families. It is explained that you may live at home and also explain to them. It is now the confluence age. Without becoming pure, you cannot become deities in the golden age. Those who hear even just a little of this knowledge will continue to become subjects. There are many subjects created. There are no advisers in the golden age because the Father makes you completely knowledgeful. It is those who don't have knowledge who need to have advisers. At this time, look how they continue to kill one another. Their nature of enmity is so strong. You now understand that you will shed those old bodies and take others. It is not a big thing. Those people die in sorrow, whereas you have to go in happiness in remembrance of the Father. The more you remember me, the Father, the more you will continue to forget everyone else. No one else will be remembered. However, you will have this stage when you have full faith. If there isn't faith, there cannot be remembrance. They simply say it for the sake of it. If there isn't faith, why would you have remembrance? Not everyone has faith to the same extent. Maya makes you move away from faith. You become just like you were previously. First of all, you need to have faith in the Father. Would you doubt that that one is the Father? Only the one Father gives you this knowledge. This one says, "I didn't know the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Someone would have related that to me. I had adopted 12 gurus, but I had to renounce all of them. Those gurus didn't give me this knowledge. The Sat Guru suddenly came and entered me. I thought, I don't know what is going to happen. It is mentioned in the Gita that Arjuna was granted a vision. It is not a question of just Arjuna alone. This one is the chariot. This one also used to study the Gita formally. The father entered him, granted a vision that it is the father alone who gives this knowledge, and so he stopped reading the Gita. The father is the ocean of knowledge. He tells us this. The Gita is the mother and father. It is the father to whom you say, "You are the mother and you are the father." He creates creation. He adopts it. This Brahma is also like you. The father says, "When it is this one stage of retirement, I enter him." Kumaris are pure anyway. It is easy for them. After they get married, their relationships increase so much. This is why it requires effort to become soul conscious. In fact, each soul is separate from his body. But you have been body conscious for half a cycle. The father comes and makes you soul conscious in this final birth, and so you find it difficult. After making effort, very few pass. Only 8 jewels emerge. Ask yourself, is my line clear? Do I remember anyone except the one father? This stage will be created by the end. It requires a lot of effort to become soul conscious. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Change your vision with this knowledge. Become soul conscious and finish all vicious thoughts. Let there be no bad odour of any vice. Let your vision not be directed to bodies at all. 2. Only when there is the firm faith that only the Unlimited Father is teaching you, will your remembrance become firm. Pay attention that Maya doesn't make you shake even slightly from your faith. Blessing. May you be an obstacle-free server who makes progress and enables others to make progress by doing service while in the consciousness of serving. The consciousness of serving brings you success. If there is any arrogant consciousness in your doing service, that would not be said to be the consciousness of serving. If there is any arrogance mixed in your service, it then takes a lot of effort and a lot of time, and you won't be content with yourself. The children who have the consciousness of serving make progress and also enable others to move forward. They constantly experience the flying stage. Their zeal and enthusiasm makes them free from obstacles and also benefits others. Slogan: knowledgeable souls are also free from fine and attractive threads. Om Shanti.